How I avoid burnout. First and foremost, I eat well. I do not have the mental and emotional stamina for work or really anything when I am not eating well. It is amazing to me how much eating really well impacts my ability to focus and be productive. So the notion that like I don't eat well when I'm stressed, I can't operate like that anymore. And I had to tell myself, because I used to have the same narrative, like if I'm feeling burnt out, I told myself, look, if you want to be successful or happy, one or the other or both, you can no longer make that story up. Because it can be just as true that when I am stressed out is when I take the best care of myself, because that's when I need the most help and I'm not going to be an adversary in my own life. I had to change that story. I made a decision. I want to do well in business, and more importantly, I want to be happy. So I am no longer going to say that when I need it the most is when I turn on myself. Nope, absolutely not. So that is number one. Number two is sleep. I go to bed when I'm really tired. Sometimes that's 8:30 at night. Sometimes it's 11 at night, but I really pay attention to that. And then the other thing is when I start noticing myself getting frustrated, overwhelmed, I really intentionally choose to be grateful for my work because I know that things could be really slow and nobody could be reaching out and I could have no customers and no clients. And so the fact that I have so much work that sometimes it feels overwhelming, that's a real blessing. And I try also to capitalize on the times of the day when I am most productive, which for me is in the morning. So I'm not going to screw around and be on Facebook or watching TV in the morning when that's my most productive time. And then I look at what can somebody else do for me? And I have always been a one-woman show, but now more than ever, I'm asking myself, does this need to be done or am I just in the habit of doing it? Does it really, really drive my business results? And then the other thing is, can somebody else do it? If it absolutely has to be done, am I the one that has to do it? So those are my things. Do I schedule down days? No, I work 7 days a week, but on the weekends, I really try to make sure that I'm not working at noon, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think most people take the weekends off. Those are down days, right? For me, I don't afford myself that luxury right now. So I usually get up at the same time or earlier on the weekends, but I'm done work a little bit sooner. But for me, it's not so much about doing nothing. That does not make me feel good at all. That makes me feel just maybe worse about things. The biggest things for me are eating really well, exercising, and changing my story about taking care of myself versus turning on myself. Hope that helps. Have a great day.